This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 193 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world. Just a little update on what's going on here. We are going on another full lockdown. Malaysia is just a funny country. We kind of had things under control right at the beginning, and now they're really, really out of control. Even though, you know, people are getting their vaccinations and stuff like that, you know, there are a lot of people still running around and stuff. And so the numbers are just really, really high. So we're going into full lockdown for probably, you know, they say 2 weeks, but it's very likely they'll extend it to 4 weeks. So that's just kind of, you know, the way it is right here, right now. Well, I hope you are safe and well wherever you are in the world. I think it's a little bit different for everybody, depending on where you're listening to this show. But I was thinking about what I could share with you guys today. And I was talking to one of my audience members a little while back, and we were kind of, you know, emailing back and forth, and you know, basically he wrote me an email saying that he had spent, you know, a few thousand dollars on internet marketing courses, programs, business opportunities, stuff like that, and he hadn't gotten a single result, right? And you know, he felt like he had been scammed, right? And you know, I actually really don't like that word scammed. It's such a horrible word, because for the most part, you know, most people don't really get scammed. Like, to be in a real proper scam, that really means that you paid for something and it just wasn't the thing at all, right? As in, there was no information, you didn't get the product, or the company shut down and they ran away with your money. So to actually really be in that type of scam, that kind of situation, or like a Ponzi scheme or something like that, is very, very rare. There aren't that many people that have actually been in that situation. So anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But basically, I asked him, I was like, okay, so, you know, you spent quite a bit of money on you know, products and courses and things like that. It's pretty normal, right? And you spent thousands of dollars. Can I ask, you know, what actually happened? Like, what did you do inside of the programs, right? And he was like, well, I got the programs and I went through the programs, but I didn't make any money. And then I responded and I was like, well, what did you actually do in the program? Like, when you bought the program, program XYZ, did you actually follow along and take action on the steps that they were telling you to take steps on? Did you build out your business? Did you follow along with the program? And then there was crickets, there was nothing, right? So I didn't get any response from this guy. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, here's a guy, and this is very normal actually in the sort of, you know, make money from home space, is that, look, if you're trying to make money online, if you're trying to learn a skill that's gonna teach you how to, you know, get out of your day job, it's gonna help you to earn more income, it's gonna help you to learn a new skill so that you can generally create more income on the side and then turn that income into, you know, a bigger income, a full-time income, then if you're gonna invest in a program, right, you're gonna have to go through the program and actually action on it. You see, there's two steps that people need to take, right? If you're gonna go through anything, you can't just go through the information and then after you finish the information, you complain that you didn't make any money, because that's not how it works. Just because you read a book doesn't mean that you're automatically smarter, right? Unless you apply the knowledge that you learned from that book, or you apply the knowledge that you learned from, you know, a weight loss program, or you apply the knowledge that you learned from a recipe book because you're trying to cook a bigger cake, right? You know, unless you apply that knowledge, it doesn't mean anything. You're not, obviously you're not gonna get any results, right? Because there's two parts of the equation. The first part is to invest in the program and learn the program and actually go through the whole thing 100%. And then the second part of the equation is you actually have to act on it, right? If you don't act on the program, it's not the program's fault, it's your fault, right? And so with this particular gentleman, you know, the crickets, for him not responding, I mean, I don't know what happened in his life. You know, maybe he got busy or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that he didn't take action in the programs that he bought. And I've spoken to many, many people over the years where they were in the same situation. So see, they thought that just because they bought the program and they went through it, automatically, magically, they were just supposed to become rich overnight, right? But we all know that unless you actually action what you learn, nothing is ever gonna change in your life, right? It's kind of like, investing in, you know, a weight loss program like P90X. I'm not sure if you guys have ever tried P90X before, but I tried P90X quite a few years ago. And at the time, you know, P90X is, for those of you who don't know, is one of Beachbody's signature programs, right? Where Tony Horton, if you've never, you know, learned from Tony Horton, he's just such an amazing character. He's got so much energy and so much charisma. And he really pushes you through the TV, right? Or the DVD or whatever you're watching it on. Or now it's through the MP4, right? Because we don't have, you know, video cassettes and you know, we don't really watch DVDs too much anymore. But anyway, if you buy the program, and it's an amazing program, all right? It's very difficult. It's an extremely difficult program. But if you go through the program and you watch your diet and you work out every day for the hour, it depends on which one you're doing because it's P90X 1, 2, 3. But the first P90X was very, very difficult. Okay, it was like, I can't remember how long it was, like it was like an 8-week program or 12-week program, and you had to diet and you had to work out 6 days a week, an hour at a time in front of your TV. Okay, I think it was like an hour or more, an hour and 10 minutes. And it was high interval training, and at the time high interval training was very, very new. Very few people knew about it, and that was the first time I ever did it, and it kicked my ass. Seriously, it kicked my ass. Like after, you know, 8 minutes of doing, yeah, the first week I would have these massive headaches because it was extremely difficult, right? And if you've never done high interval training before, and you do it for the first time, it feels like your head's gonna explode, right? Because most people don't really work out that way, right? But once you get used to it, then it becomes really, you know, it becomes a lot easier, and you start to burn a lot of fat, which is why HIIT, high interval training, is such a popular thing, you know, even till today, right? Anyway, so my point is that if you bought P90X when it came out and you didn't go through the program and you were still overweight, and then you complained and you said, ah, oh, P90X is a scam, right? And somebody asked you, well, did you actually go through the program? Did you follow the diet plan? Did you work out, you know, for an hour, 6 days a week? Did you actually follow the program properly, right? And if your answer was, no, I didn't, I just bought it, and you know, I tried it once or twice and then I didn't do it anymore, and yeah, the program doesn't work, right? How could you actually say that the program's a scam when you didn't follow the program the way it was designed? Does that make sense? So it's extremely unfair for you to even make that comment. And so this is the thing that a lot of people do, especially in the make money from home space, right? They want to learn a skill that's going to teach them how to make more money. They invest in a program, they go through the program, they probably don't even finish the entire program because most people don't, right? If you went through an entire program from 0 to 100%, you're like, you know, the less than 3% of the entire world that finishes programs. Most people don't. Most people will invest whatever, $100, $500, $1,000, $5,000 into a program, and they will never finish it. All right? If they even get to like, you know, 50%, that's considered good. Most people would just leave it there. Most people will try it out for a couple of days and then they'll just leave it there, right? And then they'll call it a scam, which is extremely unfair, not only to you, but to the program as well, okay? And really, the only thing that's getting scammed is you are scamming yourself out of getting the results that you came here to get in the first place, all right? So it's really important in this kind of scenario to take a look at, you know, to take a look at yourself, take a look in the mirror, right? Are you making excuses? Right? Did you finish the program? Did you action the program out? Right? Did you follow exactly what the program was telling you to do? And if you haven't completed 100% of the program, if you haven't executed to the best of your ability, 100% of the program as it's been designed and laid out, then unfortunately, the only person that's scamming you is yourself. Okay? I hope that makes sense, right? Because you can't call something a scam if they are actually delivering on the information, but you're not completing it or you're not following it through, all right? From my experience, and I've been doing this for so long, and I've bought so many products. I mean, I've bought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of products over the last 12 years. It's extremely rare that I'll come across a program where it's really a scam, okay? Yes, I bought products where the quality of the product wasn't that good, but was it a scam? No, it wasn't a scam. I mean, they did deliver on the information, right? It's just the training might not have been that great. For the most part, every time I invest in a course, it's okay or it's really good. It's very rare that it's totally crap, right? But having said that, you know, in the make money from home space, there are some pretty bad programs out there. And so it's your responsibility to do the research, right? And also understand that you get what you pay for, right? If you're gonna spend $7 on a program, and it doesn't teach you how to make 5 or 6 figures or become a millionaire, and it's got like, you know, 5 minutes of information, well, you paid $7 for the program, right? So whose fault is it? Is it your fault or is it the product creator's fault? It's probably your fault because you spent $7 and you thought that with $7, you know, that program's going to teach you how to become a millionaire. I mean, let's be real. You know, let's be real. Come on, we're all adults here, right? You know, there's no way that someone who has spent, you know, millions of dollars or, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on their own education to learn how to become a millionaire is going to teach you those skills for $7. Come on, right? Let's be real, okay? There's absolutely no way they're gonna do that. So, you know, again, you get what you pay for, right? You gotta do your research, you gotta understand, you know, what these programs are, and you get what you pay for, right? Now, obviously, if you spend $1,000 and the program is like 5 minutes long, then yeah, sure, that's probably a really, really bad program, okay? But it's very rare that that happens, all right? Most of the time, it's the case that somebody doesn't actually follow through. They don't go through the information. They don't go all the way through the program. They don't action the program. That's like the worst, you know? You go through 100% of the program, but you don't actually do anything. Like you just watch it like it's a TV program, but you don't actually action what you're supposed to every single day. Now, whose fault is that, right? So this is the seed that I want to plant in your head, all right? You have to understand that there aren't that many scams out there. Yes, if you're silly and you don't do your homework, you know, and you don't use your common sense, sure, that you might, you know, run into a scam, right? Where someone literally closes the company down, they run away with your money, or you buy something and you log in and there's no information, like there's zero info. That is a scam, okay? But if you invest in something and they're actually, you know, it's a real program, like you're going through the program, the information is good, but you're not completing it and you're not taking action, then it's not a scam. You need to take a step back and you need to call yourself out on your bullshit. That's basically it, right? You have to take responsibility and stop making excuses for, you know, you not taking action, or, you know, oh, it's the program's fault, or, oh, it's this mentor's fault, or, oh, you know, I didn't have time for, oh, it's COVID's fault, or, oh, it's the internet's fault, oh, it's Facebook's fault, oh, it's Google's fault, oh, it's YouTube's fault, right? They shut my account down, whatever it is, right? You need to take responsibility and take a look in the mirror, because the only person that has the power to change your life is you. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So that's pretty much it. That's the seed I wanted to plant. Because the thing is if you go through your entire life like that, you know, with a victim mentality, blaming everybody else, blaming all the other programs, blaming all the business opportunities, blaming all the marketing systems, blaming that crypto deal that you got into where you didn't make any money, when in fact you have to wait because cryptocurrency is an investment. It's not a get rich quick thing, right? Because you didn't do your homework, right? You didn't do your homework. You have to understand how these things work, okay? Then it's not that vehicle's fault. It's your fault, right? Because the buck stops with you. I hope that makes sense. So look, this was a tough message today. Maybe something that you didn't really want to hear, but I hope that it made sense to you, okay? Because at the end of the day, not everybody is out there to scam you, right? Not everybody is out there to scam you. Most of, I mean, again, like I mentioned, I've probably only been in one deal where it really was a scam, like it was a proper Ponzi scheme. But I knew that and it had all the makings of a Ponzi scheme. And so when I got into it, I had my eyes wide open, right? So it's extremely rare, you know, especially coming from somebody who has bought like a lot of products, right? A lot of products, definitely hundreds of thousands of dollars worth over the last 12 years. So, So you know, come into the business with your eyes wide open. If you're trying to improve your life, right? If you're buying programs, if you're buying coaching, don't let you know, your experience of an old program stop you from investing in something in the future, and you know, don't let it stop you from changing your life, okay? Because the chances are is that you probably didn't give that program a proper chance. The chances are you probably didn't finish it, and the chances are you probably didn't follow the program to the T like you were supposed to. Think about that, right? Something to ponder on. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope to catch you soon on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.